And now it's time for some of your comments. Hala Inab of Santa Monica, California, wrote in after we spoke to a reporter about the detention of a U.S. military chaplain who talked to prisoners at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base. She writes, "The host, that's me, told the reporter that a very interesting aspect of this case was that this clergyman visited Syria. These two men talked about it as if it is a definite link to terrorism. Why else would anyone visit Syria?" was the insinuation. "This way of thinking," she writes, "is dangerous to our open society. Some of us enjoy traveling to unique places, whether the U.S. considers them worthy or not." Rebecca Bartlett of Brattlesboro, Vermont, was interested in our chat with two political consultants on the Bush administration's rationale for the invasion of Iraq. She wrote, "Your experts noted the administration's recent shift in emphasis and opined that the administration is adjusting its message in order to, quote, sell its current position to the American public." Ms. Bartlett went on to say, "I did not hear anyone ask whether truth matters or whether our trust can be endlessly abused. I was left with the question, why are we in Iraq?" Last week's interview with Rachel Greenwald provoked an avalanche of mail. She is the author of Find a Husband After 35, Using What I Learned at Harvard Business School. From Lake Hiawatha, New Jersey, Joanne Herb writes, "Good thing this woman's already married. Most guys I know would run screaming. Relationships and salesmanship do not mix. Is there nothing left in this society that is not being sold?" Listener Angela Allen wrote, "As a 36-year-old single female, I was not sure whether to laugh or cry at Rachel Greenwald's completely stupid ideas, which," she says, "perpetuate the idea that any woman who is over the age of 35 is a desperate old maid." Well, if you take offense at or delight in our programming, please let us know. Send your email to watc@npr.org. And please include a daytime phone number and let us know how to pronounce your name.